You're listening to North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Urban Ministries of Durham made national news last year with their online game, Spend. The group provides food, clothing, and support to the needy, and their game, designed with the advertising agency McKinney, was meant to put you in the shoes of someone living below the poverty line. Well, Urban Ministries and McKinney have teamed up again for a new campaign called Names for Change. The concept is simple. On this website, there are various items available for purchase: clothespins, underwear, a stove, and when you purchase them, you get the naming rights. Each item is actually something you'd find at the UMD office in Durham, and the names can be a little fun. I sat down with Patrice Nelson, Executive Director of UMD, and Jenny Nicholson, Associate Creative Director at McKinney, to talk about Names for Change. To help explain how it all works, Patrice brought me a poster with a box of floss pictured. Under the floss, it says, "The Phoebe Judge Floss of Digging for the Truth."
And it actually says, "The Phoebe Judge Floss of Digging for the Truth is fearlessly fighting homelessness at UMD." And that means that in your honor, a donation has been made to help us finance the cost of ending homelessness for another person at Urban Ministries of Durham. So you could go on the website and pay anything from $1 up to $25,000 for a variety of different items. And that helps to cover the cost. Our agency depends very heavily on private sources of support. And this is one of the ways that we are generating it this year.
There's no actual floss at Urban Ministries of Durham that is going to say Phoebe Judge on it.
That is true. In fact, actually, when we first started coming up with the ideas for Names for Change, we considered doing that. But then we realized that putting somebody's name on a tampon or a roll of toilet paper would get awkward pretty quickly. So we decided it was best to make it a virtual association.
And is there a correlation between the number of boxes of floss at Urban Ministries of Durham and the number of boxes of floss that can be purchased?
It depends. Things like floss are disposable, so those are infinitely available. But you'll notice that there's only one stove, which you can't get anymore because I believe it's been purchased. There's only one flower garden. There are only a certain number of aprons. So basically, if it's things that actually have a limited number at Urban Ministries of Durham, there's a limited number of them on the site, and they're actually priced a little bit higher, where if it's things that are sort of inexhaustible, those things are inexhaustible on the site. Yes.
Cans of beans will
exactly.
Always be needed.
Yeah.
So why not, Jenny, have a website and say, donate $3, donate $5, donate $10. What is it about the fact that I can say I donated floss or I donated a hairbrush that makes me, you know, want to do it? Why not just say, hey, this is a good cause. We should be helping our other men and women give money.
I mean, I think in terms of fundraising, specificity is always a great thing. When people have a sense of something concrete that they can tie their donation to, that's great. The problem for Urban Ministries of Durham is the needs are so basic, they're so fundamental that those things that we represent, what they do, they're not sexy. Like if you think about something like Heifer International, when you can give a cow or like a group of chickens, like that's kind of cute. But then we thought about Urban Ministries of Durham and there's nothing cute about the needs. They're very mundane. They're very fundamental. And we thought, you know what? That's actually really interesting. There's something really interesting about taking beans and tampons and pairs of underwear and treating them with the same respect and esteem that, for example, Save the Children does with a picture of a kid in Africa or that Heifer International does with a goat for a family. We thought that the tension between sort of the basicness of those necessities and the esteem with which we're treating them actually made things really interesting.
Yes.
And I also think it's fun. Like, I had fun thinking about you. I mean, I read your bio. I thought about, okay, she's an investigative reporter. So I looked for something that was on the website that involved investigating or digging. And what did it feel like to you when you got it?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, that's what I want to talk about, is the fact that what these campaigns have done, what this does, is it makes me invested.
Mm-hmm.
It necessarily makes me,
When I woke up this morning and I saw an email and I saw that I had been given this, or someone had made a donation in my name from Patrice and Jenny, when I got here to work, I said, "Hey, look at what happened," you know. And so this one box of floss becomes this conversation point for all of the people that I'm, you know. So it doesn't just stop there, because mm-hmm. it's almost so odd, mm-hmm. a box of floss,
right,
that you can't not talk about it, you know, which I think means this is a success. This campaign is mm-hmm. a success. But the truth of the matter is that you're working in a city, Durham, which is changing remarkably. And the first thing I thought when I, this might get me in trouble, but the first thing that I thought when I saw this ad campaign is I go to Durham and I see all of the influx of people coming there from New York City, from Brooklyn, from people are flocking into this, people with money. The people who are in need and who were there and are still there in Durham, they might be being pushed out into corners, but they're still there. And so the fact that it's almost acknowledging, hey, come in, gentrify our city. But we're not going to let you forget about what's here. And this is this advertising campaign, with that in mind, seems to make all the more sense.
Not only are we not going to allow you to forget about everyone else who's already here, but we recognize that there are a lot of people moving in who don't want to. They're moving to Durham because they like the grittiness and the diversity of it all. And they like public service. But they also speak a different language than our traditional donors. We have a lot of older donors who are still dependent upon written materials coming to them through the mail, possibly email. But we have a whole new younger audience that focuses on social media and that is very tech savvy. And one of the benefits to working with McKinney is that it allows us to communicate through new mediums to all of our new donor block and to invite them to also participate in the work of Urban Ministries of Durham. Our goal is to connect all of Durham in this process.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrice Nelson is Executive Director of Urban Ministries of Durham. Jenny Nicholson is Associate Creative Director at McKinney. You can find Names for Change at namesforchange.org or on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.